the Friday edition of the Lars Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS.
Head East.
Yes, that's a medley of their hit.
Oh, they had another one.
This is it. Never Been Any Reason.
Yeah, but there was another song. Which
people always refer to as Save My Life, I'm Going Down for the last time.
They had their, they used to live on Chambers Road.
Is that right?
Over in, in Ferguson, actually.
Album, Flat as a Pancake.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. I'll take obscure 70s one-hit wonders for 400, Alex.
Yes.
Speaking of game shows, it's time for the Harris Challenge. If you have not been on this year, you can play right now by calling me at 314-969-KTRS. And when I say calling me, I really mean calling Dan, because he's going to answer the phone and put you on here. And you can take a shot at it. We can also get you in on our other number, 1-888-550-KTRS. And if you do get in, you will be given a choice of categories, which will contain questions, which will be worth points, which, when we total them up, could win you fabulous prizes chosen especially for you by the prize man. Here he is.
Right, Paul. We have 1 dozen free donuts.
Donuts.
From the Old Town Donut Shop.
Maple walnut donuts. With bacon.
Bacon. They have 2 locations, one in Florissant and one in Cottleville.
If only they'd make a bacon-flavored donut. Oh, they did.
Oh, yeah.
Weren't we supposed to have donuts today, Homer?
Yes, he
for the second week in a row?
He's been telling us for 3 weeks now. I'll bring you donuts.
Uh-oh.
But I looked around
for 2 days, I was waiting to eat a donut.
I looked around the studio, and I couldn't find a donut.
Oops. Sorry.
Next week, maybe you could come in with some beer-flavored donuts.
Okay.
Or a donut-flavored beer.
I'll bring some in next week.
Or donut-flavored pizza.
Yeah.
From
Peroni's. We have Peroni's gift cards with 3 locations. They have one in Florissant, O'Fallon, and at M&P in O'Fallon, and St. Peter's at 70 and 79.
Okay, now, if you get all the questions right, we call it a clean sweep, and you get a bonus package for that.
That's right. You are going to get a gift certificate to Candici's Italian Restaurant and Bar at Holloway and Manchester, right there in Baldwin. Candici's offers dine-in, carry-out, catering, and now pizza delivery. You can go to Candici's.net.
Okay. Donut lasagna.
Let's meet our first contestant for the challenge today. Hello, Amanda.
Hi.
Hi, welcome to the show. And when you get on the Harris Challenge, you get the unique broadcast opportunity known as the 5-second cheap plug opportunity to shout out to your family members or suck up to the boss or use it for some prearranged commercial endorsement that you get paid millions of dollars for. Go right ahead.
Well, come see the next show at the Kirkwood Theater Guild at Robert Brines Theater next weekend and the weekend after, so the weekend of the 11th and the 18th.
Okay. Let's turn on the semi-random category computer. And you tell me which of these 3 categories that come spilling out you would like to choose from. We know number 1, because it's always our most topical category, have you been paying attention? This is a quiz to see if you knew what was going on in the news this week. Or you can have category number 2, Bruce's Not Named Springsteen. Springsteen is coming to the Chaffetz Arena on Sunday night. And this is a question about other people. It's a category about other people named Bruce. Or our 3rd category is House of Cards. As you may know, the Netflix series is streaming its 4th season as of today. And that's not what the category is about. So which one of those would you like, Amanda?
Let's see. I guess I will go with Bruce's.
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who did Bruce Willis play in the Die Hard movies?
John McClane.
Correct. Which Marvel superhero's alter ego is Bruce Banner?
The Incredible Hulk.
Correct. Who played a reporter offered the chance to be God for a week in Bruce Almighty?
Oh, sorry, are we asking for God or...
No, I'm asking for the guy who was the reporter who was named Bruce.
That would be Jim Carrey.
Correct. Which Pixar movie paid tribute to Jaws by naming a great white shark Bruce?
Finding Nemo.
Correct. Now for the clean sweep, Amanda. What was the name of Bruce Hornsby's backup band when he won a Grammy for Best New Artist in 1987?
Ugh.
Bruce Hornsby and...
The E Street Band. I know that's not right.
No, that would be Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band.
Sorry, I was one at the time. I didn't know.
Dan, for the bonus points?
I can't remember.
Was it the Range?
It was.
Oh, it's the Range.
Yeah. Ruth Hornsby and the Range. It's funny that we almost had an Amanda Range there.
Yeah, we did.
Yes.
Man, Amanda.
Amanda, you got the 1, the 2, the 3, and the 4. So 10 points, and you're a winner. Congratulations.
Woo-hoo.
Nicely done. Hang on, and Dan will tell you how you get your prizes. And I will introduce our second contestant, and that is you, Scott.
Well, good afternoon, Paul. And the gang.
Hey, thank you very much. Tell us about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
Oh, just hoping Dave Murray knows what he's talking about this weekend.
60s both days.
I know. And rain all next week. I work indoors. It can rain all week.
Yeah, don't worry about that. Let's get through the nice weekend first. Which category would you like here, Scott? We have you been paying attention? House of Cards, or our new third category, Forbes Billionaires List.
Well, let's see if I've been paying attention.
Okay, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which astronaut returned to Earth this week after spending 340 consecutive days on the International Space Station?
Can I just say Kelly
Scott Kelly is enough.
Yeah, okay.
Who spoke at the Supreme Court this week for the first time in over a decade?
Clarence Thomas.
Correct. Which major sporting goods chain filed for bankruptcy protection this week? Which female news personality got to ask Donald Trump questions for the first time since August at last night's GOP debate?
Oh, what's her name?
That's what I asked you.
Sports Authority.
Sports Authority was the 3-pointer, yes.
Okay, I know that.
We'll go to the 5-pointer. In Kalina, Ukraine, a street that was named for Vladimir Lenin will be changed to honor what dead rock star? David Bowie, John Lennon, or Glenn Frey?
David Bowie.
No, it's still Lennon Street. It's just John Lennon now. And who was that female news personality who asked Trump the questions last night?
And I'm just that far away from being punished.
Her name is Megyn Kelly.
Megyn Kelly.
Yeah.
Oh.
Off by a few seconds there, Scott. Let's see how you did. 1 plus 2 plus 3. Oh, that's only 6 points. Oh. Well, as you know, as a regular listener, when you don't win on the Harris Challenge, you do get punished. And quite often we go to celebrities singing songs they probably should not be singing. And today we go back to 1960s sitcom star Barbara Eden. Yes, I Dream of Jeannie sings Blood, Sweat, and Tears.
Okay, let's have it.
What goes up, got to come down. Spinning wheel, got to go round. Talking about your troubles, it's a crying sin. Ride a painted pony, let the spinning wheel spin. You got no money and you got no home. Spinning wheel, all alone. Talking about your troubles and you never learn. Ride a painted pony, let the spinning wheel turn.
All right, that's enough. Scott learned his lesson, didn't you?
She didn't quit her day job.
Have a great weekend, Scott. Thanks for playing. Let's meet our third contestant today, and that's you, Mary. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Tell us about yourself with your 5 seconds.
I'd like to give a shout-out to Marshall Buick Chevrolet in Georgieville, Illinois. Go check out their new selection. It's awesome.
Okay. I love this commercial endorsement thing that's picking up. How much is our commission on this, Dan?
Zip. Nothing. Nada.
Okay. Which category would you like here, Mary? We have House of Cards, Forbes Billionaire List, or our new third category, Sports and Showbiz Week.
Sports and Showbiz Week.
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which movie won the Oscar for Best Picture on Sunday night?
Spotlight.
Spotlight is right. Which NBA star broke his own record for the most 3-pointers in a season this week? Pass on that. Which classic rock band announced this week that they're going to play a historic free concert in Havana, Cuba on March 25th? Mary, you still there? Stop the music. Hold on just a second. Mary, are you there? Oh, see, this happens sometimes.
That's Scott. What happened to Mary?
I don't know. Did we push the wrong button somewhere, Dan?
I don't think so.
Okay, well, Scott's back on hold. I did not touch anything here. See if that's Mary calling in on line 2.
Man here.
Because I hate to rip somebody off if we had technical difficulties. You'll edit this part out, right, Ian?
Sure.
Yeah. No, it's not Mary.
Okay, well, what do you think we should do? Should we pick up another contestant and give them the choice of same categories if they want, or... All right, yeah, let's do that. Sorry about that, Mary. Call us back, and we'll take care of you. That sounded like I was evil, doesn't it?
Yes.
We'll take care of Mary. Mike is our next contestant. Welcome to the show, Mike.
Hey, everybody. How's it going?
Good. 5 seconds to plug something.
Hey, let's go Blues. Let's go Cardinals.
Okay. Which category do you want? You can pick up Mary's category, Sports and Showbiz Week, in which you've heard half the questions already, or Forbes Billionaires List, or House of Cards.
Is the House of Cards category about the show?
Nope.
I'll tell you what, I'll go with the sports thing that Mary was doing.
Okay, 60 seconds on the clock. Mike, let's play the Harris Challenge. Which movie won the Oscar for Best Picture on Sunday night?
Spotlight.
Correct. Which NBA star broke his own record for most three-pointers in a season this week?
Pass.
Which classic rock band announced that they will play a historic free concert in Havana, Cuba on March 25th?
Rolling Stones.
Correct. What have Ivy League football coaches voted to eliminate during in-season practices? You can pass if you
want. Bathroom breaks. I don't know.
Do you want to pass or give that as your actual answer?
Yeah, that'll be my answer.
Okay, it's tackling. Which famous comedian and actor who is from the Bay Area and committed suicide in August 2014 has had a tunnel named for him posthumously in San Francisco this week?
Robin Williams.
Correct. Back to the two-pointer. What NBA star broke his own record for most three-pointers in a season this week?
I don't know.
The Golden State Warriors have won 44 straight at home thanks to the amazing play of Steph Curry, who is now the all-time leader for three-pointers in a single season. And let's see how you did here, Mike. You got one, you got three, you got five. That's nine. You're a winner. Congratulations.
Hey, thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Hang on, and Dan will tell you that the tackling thing, by the way, the Ivy League coaches said, with the concussion thing as bad as it is, why would we want to endanger their lives during our own practices? Very interesting. Let's go to our fourth contestant. Hello, Tom.
Hello, how are you?
Good. 5 seconds to plug something?
I'd like to say hi to my wife and kids.
Okay. Would you like House of Cards or Forbes Billionaires List? Those are the only two choices up on the board.
Well, is House of Cards, is that about the Cardinals, the baseball team?
Well, it's not about the TV show. That's all I'm allowed to say.
Well, I've never seen the TV show, so I only know who's in it.
Well, it's not about that.
All right. Well, I'll take... I'm guessing House of Cards is about the Cardinals, but I'll take Billionaires.
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock. To Forbes Billionaires List is the category. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which former mayor of a major American city and possible presidential candidate is number 8 on this year's list?
Bloomberg.
Correct. The highest-ranked woman on the list, Lillianne Betancourt, is worth $36.1 billion thanks to her ownership of a major company in what industry?
Pass.
For 1 point each, name 3 of the top 6 billionaires who made their money in high-tech.
Zuckerberg, Bill Gates... Paul Allen?
Jeff Bezos is the third one.
Oh, that's great.
Two of the top 5 billionaires are not American, but they speak the same language. What is it?
I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
Two of the top 5 billionaires are not American, but speak the same language. What is it?
Spanish.
Correct. 3 people from the same big candy family are tied for 27th on the list. What is their last name?
Hershey?
You know what? That's what I would have guessed, too. It's Mars. Forrest,
really?
Jacqueline, and John Mars, the Mars family. They are tied for 27th on the list. The two who speak Spanish are Amancio Ortega of Spain, who's in retail. He's number 2 on the list. And Carlos Slim, who's in telecommunications from Mexico, is number 4 on the list. And Lillianne Betancourt, $36.1 billion because she owns L'Oreal Cosmetics.
Wow.
All right, Tom, you got the one. You got one each for Gates and Zuckerberg, and then you got 4 more for Spanish. That's 7 points, Tom.
One short?
Yeah, it is. So,
punishment.
You know what? If you're old enough, this might actually have been a boyhood fantasy of yours to be punished by Barbara Eden. Close your eyes and think of her in the genie costume.
Did you find a direction sign on the straight?
let it shine within your mind. Show you the colors that are me.
Okay.
That's one of the worst ones you've had.
Well, thank you.
That's pretty bad.
I'm glad you enjoyed it. Have a good weekend, Tom. Thank you.
Bye.
All right, let's meet our final contestant today, and that's going to be you, Robert. Welcome to the show.
How you doing, guys?
Great. Tell us about yourself with 5 seconds.
Go Blues. Thank God Cardinals baseball is back. And is Trump and Clinton the best America has to offer?
The correct answer? No. That doesn't count for any points, though, Robert. Here we go. Your category is House of Cards. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. The St. Louis Cardinals have won 11 World Series. In what decade did they win their first one?
I'm going to say the 1920s.
Correct. Who did Tony La Russa replace as Cardinals manager in 1996?
Herzog?
Joe Torre. What animal became the Cards' unofficial mascot after making an appearance during Game 3 of the 2011 NLDS?
Gotta be the rally squirrel.
That is correct. When did the Cardinals begin their streak of consecutive seasons with home attendance over 3 million? 1998, 2004, or 2011?
What was the second one?
It was 1998, 2004, or 2011.
I'm gonna go 98.
It was 04. Which other major league team did the Cardinals share Roger Dean Stadium with during spring training?
The Mets?
The New York Mets is not correct. It's the Miami Marlins. Yeah, and by the way, the rally squirrel, for anybody who forgot, the squirrel ran across home plate in the middle of a pitch from Roy Oswalt of the Phillies to Skip Schumacher of the Cards in Game 3 of that NLDS back in 2011. And then from then on, became a folk hero here in St. Louis. So, Robert, you got the 3 points for that and the 1 point for knowing the decade, but that's only four. And so you are below our punishment threshold as well. And so, once again, the spinning wheel sounds of Ms. Barbara Eden.
Someone is waiting just for you. Spinning wheel, spinning true. Drop all your troubles on the riverside. Get your painted pony on the spinning wheel ride.
Okay, I've never understood the lyrics, and she doesn't help me understand them any better. Well, go ahead, Robert.
Paul?
Yes.
I'm picturing Jeannie in her Jeannie outfit, Barbara Eden.
Yep.
I gotta go. Bye.
Oh, man.
Put the shower on cold, honey. That's the Harris Challenge for this week. You can get previous examples of the Harris Challenge by going to my website, harrisonline.com. They're all posted there in podcast form in case you have missed one. And don't miss next week, Friday afternoon, right around 5:15, your chance to play exclusively here on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide via the free KTRS app.